guy's wondering who's talking about this lady and how she doesn't make her bed every week. His name's Mark.
Called the hater of the day.
Hater of
today's hater of the day. Commented under.
Dude, that's a good ass idea.
Welcome back to the Flycast, episode 96 or 7, something like that. Brought to you by, I'm assuming, Center or Corduroy's. Meathead hasn't told us today. Corduroy's and Texas.
And Texas Day Brazil. Speaking of Meathead, some people probably don't even know who Meathead is. At the end of
I don't know who Meathead is.
At the end of every Flycast, Nick still says E. Matt Craig play that outro music.
But Matt Craig doesn't edit it.
Matt doesn't edit it.
He doesn't
or produce
it
anymore.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe
there's a man named Meathead who edits it or who produces it. And then there's a guy named CJ who edits it. Yeah. And I don't even know if Nick's ever met CJ.
Does he work in there in the corner?
Yeah, that's CJ.
Is he a fan? Not like a fan, but like, no. I mean, like, does he like the Flycast or is he?
I have no
idea. This is just a fucking job for it. Like,
I have
he
no clue.
He doesn't
I remember
like,
one time I was like, CJ, can you edit a center bottle or a center, like, can? And he did it. And then he went up to me and he said, I edited the center can. And I was like, thanks, man.
Thanks. What's his name? CJ?
CJ, yeah.
Shouts out
I don't know if he
CJ.
Still does. They are always moving shit around over there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
They do whatever Roger tells them, and Roger doesn't even know what. What he's up
because
to
in
half the time.
In the production room, there's everyone we know, and like they all hang out together. Like we might go out sometimes, whatever. And then there's CJ.
Yeah, CJ's in there. He's
shouts
chilling.
Out fucking CJ, man.
Shouts out CJ.
What's wrong with being?
What's wrong with
Meathead? Goes he's like 32.
Dude,
I think. What's
Meathead
wrong with
just
being
says,
32?
Meathead just says he's like 32. I think.
What's fucking insane is
Nick's 32. No, Nick's 31.
I'm 32.
Nick's 32. I'm about to be 31.
Oh my God.
And so he's talking shit about us not knowing that we're them. We're
that shit that got talked. Dude, that means next year I'm 33.
The year Jesus died.
Jesus died at 33?
You didn't
Dude,
know that?
I think I did know that. That's actually kind of what was the life expectancy back then? Holy shit,
I'm
going to get that up.
I don't know.
I think it was young. Didn't motherfucker just
have been young.
Die like
Dude, there's
early?
There's a clip in like one of the Marvel movies where like like Chris Pratt's character is from Earth and everybody else is from other like planets. And it's like a comedy. And one of the characters goes, well, like how long do people live on Earth? And he goes, I don't know, like 50. And she goes, 50? What's the point of even living? It's so funny. Cause everybody else is like 500 years old. Yeah. Like in this fictional world,
dude,
it's such a funny perspective. 50? What's the point of even living?
I don't understand how drastic. Well, I mean, it makes sense, I guess. Like, how drastic. I swear people back then would, like, make it to, like, 35. Yeah, they were getting married at, like, 13, 14. Then
wait,
they're married.
Knows? That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're not even looking old to where they should. Like, you see a dog who turned 17. He looks old as shit. You're like, yeah, he's dead soon. But, like, back then, when Jesus and them were turning like 38, it's not
you
like
you said it like it was a gang. You said
on
it
Jesus
like,
and them. Back when Jesus would turn like 33, I know he didn't die of natural causes.
Jesus, John, and
but
them.
I don't think they lived long.
You know how like Peter, Jesus, John, and them's like how they been hanging out.
And them's. Question is, did Jesus even actually what's
like the separation between Jesus and like Genghis Khan? Because like was the life expectancy back in like the biblical times and then also like, you know, a couple thousand years in the future, they're, you know, you've got like pharaohs that are 14 and then they're not gonna make it to 25. Why, what's the difference?
I don't know what you just said, but I don't know the difference either. Dude, were kids back when you're like, I wonder what the prime age was. Like, prime meaning when,
whoop, whoop,
when they would try to be like, people were so young back then. Were they like being kings and shit at like 14?
Yeah, that's what I
and
just
this
said.
This is such a good angle to see. It's just a fucking a bar, wires, microphone.
It's just a
I can't
pole.
Even see Hitch.
I was looking at you. This is my perspective if you guys are watching. That's what I see of Nick.
Where's my phone? Do I not have my phone?
Oh, my
oh it's
God.
Up my asshole.
Oh, finally.
Dude,
I've been speaking of asshole, I've been sleeping. Wait, hold on. This is a crazy segue. So I'm going to say.
Speaking of asshole.
I've been sleeping with Mace.
Mace is his dog.
My dog, yeah. And he likes sleeping on the day bed upstairs. And so, like, instead of sleeping in my actual bed, I just sleep on the day bed now because, like, I have no reason to sleep in my actual bed.
Wait, what's day bed? Like a dog bed?
No, a day bed is like a futon, but it's nice. So I sleep up there because it's warmer up there. And, dude, it's like sometimes in the middle of the night, he's so bony, he stretches and he moves his leg and sometimes he'll move his leg and his knee will hit me right in the butthole. And I'm like, dude,
bro, I've been
stop it.
My bed, like I have a decent sized bed, but it's me, Michelle, Chewy and Milo now. Like
proud of
I wonder did I fuck up not letting him up? Like did I fuck up not being strict on like making him sleep on the floor and like giving him a. Because now it's every time. Like, it'll be 4 a.m. I wake up, go take a piss, come back. And he would have moved from the foot of the bed to my spot. Literally just exactly where I sleep. Like, I don't... Maybe it's, like, warm and he's just smelling my human scent.
A borderline invasive question?
What?
How do you... Because I've been to your place. And now that you have so many animals... How do you and Michelle have privacy?
Bro. Even. Dude, because I'm thinking yesterday. Yesterday was a perfect fucking. So we're having intercourse on our way. Paige just turned around and went. So yesterday we were having intercourse on my bed. And the dogs. I was like, just let me get this real quick.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean, let me get this?
So let me get this out real quick.
You were saying that to the dogs?
To her.
Oh.
I was like, let me get this out. Just go lay down real quick.
I get you.
And then, so we start, and the dogs immediately jump up. I swear Milo has, like, a sense. Like, he doesn't like me, like, hugging her, kissing
holding.
Like, he'll just bark. Because
that's her dog.
And then he'll... Both the dogs jump on the bed. They both grab a toy. They're pulling at each other. And we're like, me and Michelle are face to face. And then we like literally, me and Michelle are like this, like face to face. Like this is her face. This is me. And they're right here. And they're where this microphone is, just like pulling the fucking dog toy apart, growling. And like sometimes, like all the time, actually, she'll be like, Milo, shut up. And we'll like tell them to shut up and shit. But it's like, it doesn't. Just doesn't fucking work, and it's just every time now.
Oh,
so
man.
So it's like, it's almost like we're used to it, but yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, I don't know how to.
Yeah.
I don't know how to assess this situation.
Yeah, I get that.
Also, I found out the average life expectancy was around 35 years old in the Jesus days. That figure can be misleading due to high infant mortality rate. Imagine how many babies died.
No, it had to be insane. Imagine how many, like, imagine how many mothers giving birth died back then.
Yeah. And then if they lived to their adulthood, they would live to about 55.
Can you check life expectancy during, like, the Roman Empire times?
Life expectancy. Dude, I should
have. That's what I was kind of wondering.
I wonder if I was born, like... Imagine you die. Do you respawn. Like, imagine going through school again. That'd be, imagine dying, like, not living a complete full life, dying of old age, and but then you die and then you respawn and you're fucking, you're not even conscious till you're like seven. Like, that shit goes so quick.
It does.
And then next thing you know, you're in first grade and then it's school. Like, if I have to die, respawn, and then go through school again, I'm gonna be so annoyed. That's probably what I said in my last life.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and then I died and I respawned, and now I hated school.
Right.
Life expectancy of Roman Empire. Imagine being in those days. Do you think you were a warrior?
What was I?
What else? What is there? There's like a king, a prince, a queen. There's the warriors, the soldiers, the footmen.
I was probably a carpenter.
Yeah, you were like a craftsman.
Yeah, probably.
What would I have
done? It's funny, in like the next life, people are going to be like, in a past life, I was a podcaster.
Yeah, right?
In the past life, I was probably like Ninja. Do you remember Ninja back then? I was probably like one of those guys.
How long is Ninja going to be remembered for?
Dude, he's like, imagine than in, like
how we look.
Have you ever heard of the
Babe Ruth in baseball? Like, people will still mention Babe Ruth. In 100 years, are people going to be like, yo, Ninja, he was the GOAT.
Maybe.
Ninja's the GOAT.
Maybe. I don't know. Who was, like, the GOAT of, like, yeah, I mean, because you got to think of the best in any form of entertainment lives on for a while.
25 years old was the expectancy of
it wasn't
Empire.
A crazy fucking question.
It reached 33 years by the Middle Ages, reached up to 55 years.
Dude, I knew it wasn't a crazy question. I just didn't know how to word it. The people, I think in biblical times, life expectancy was longer than it was later on, would think, like, as we go through life,
You
start living longer, but like it seemed like Earth just went fucking wild for a few hundreds of years.
Like, of just people murdering?
Yeah, just like super chaos, like very animalistic. It's just, at least that's what it seems in our dumbass American history fucking classes.
I wonder if they were depressed.
Oh, I don't think they had. Maybe if they were depressed, they died though. Like, oh my god, I'm sad.
The thing is, they would
just, elephant runs you over.
Yeah, or someone's just like, shut the chop your head off.
And then they play soccer with your head. And then boom, Wayne Rooney happens.
Dude, the fucking barbaricness of how it used to. No, we say how it used to be. This still goes on.
Oh yeah, it does.
In a lot of places.
It does.
It's fucking insanity. It's so hard to even like wrap your head around. Because like, if I punch someone in the face, mm-hmm. and I know it hurted,
yeah,
I would be like, damn, like, I kind of feel bad. I know that's embarrassing for him. Like, he's probably overthinking or like, yeah, just not feeling good about the situation.
About
and
that,
it makes me feel bad.
The fact that he got punched?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably suck.
Or even take it one step further. You break his nose. Give him a black eye. Crack his fucking jaw open.
Yeah, that can't be good.
I feel bad with that.
That you crack this guy's skull open?
I would.
Yeah, okay.
But then all the other shit that goes on, it's like people don't even care. I heard I think it was there was an old tape from the Vietnam War of some dude. He was like kind of young. It was recorded whenever the fuck the Vietnam War was, or like right after it. And this guy was like still pretty young, but like he was out of the war now. And he was saying how barbaric it was and how when they invaded Vietnam or however the situation went down, I really don't know anything about it. But whenever they invaded Vietnam, they would target practice on Vietnamese people. They said they would like be in their boats, like going to wherever they're going, and they would see fishermen out in the water, and they would just like try to hit them from afar. And like,
what
they would literally just innocent fishermen out in the middle of nowhere just trying to catch fish, and here comes like an American ship just like passing by, and you just hear like they're just trying
practicing?
To practicing. Yeah,
what
they
then
they would literally call it aim practice or just target practice.
That's like insane.
And that was just, I mean, that still goes on to this
day.
So
like you're so disconnected.
Bro, I think I said this jokingly the other day, but I was like, I want to join the military. Obviously, I wouldn't, because I just don't fucking need to. Like, that would be fucking weird if I just left OpTic, joined the military. But it's like, there's such a side of the world that we don't, well, like, see it on the news for a few seconds. But there is so much fucking barbaricness and murder and torture and shit that goes on. There's still people that live in huts full of shit and mud and water, and literally huts. And like, their walls are drapes and they don't have floors. It's just mud and they barely have water. And it's like, that is, I wonder what percent of the world still lives like that. And it's insane that we've come this far as a human civilization and that still exists. And it's almost like, why aren't all the billionaires gathering together and be like, all right, we got to fix the fucking dying babies in Africa or something. Like, we got to fix.
Yeah.
Like, how can't we just, I know it's more difficult than that. Cause you're like,
not to be like, this sounds ridiculous, but a ridiculous segue, but have you watched that Mr. Beast video where he like
the wells? Yeah.
And at one point in the video, he's like, you know, this is how much it costs to do this. And, you know, people say whatever about Mr. Beast, like, doing good. They're like, you know, maybe he has a savior complex or whatever, God complex. I don't think he does, but some people just assume that's what he does because of whatever.
I hate those people.
But regardless, it doesn't even matter if someone did have that, whatever. Like, imagine Mr. Beast isn't Mr. Beast. Imagine he's fucking Meathead, and Meathead blew the fuck up, and he's like, dude, I just love people that love me. I love when people love me, so I'm going to make 500 wells in Africa.
Well, that's every YouTuber, I think.
But, like, even if that is the case, who the fuck cares? Do you think those 500 villages give a fuck about this guy with a savior complex? Or do you think maybe they're just happy they have running water for the first time in their civilization?
How about instead of calling those people out,
You call out
the people who literally don't do anything.
The governments.
Which it's like, yeah, the governments, the
and that's what he said.
Politicians.
He was like, I think Mr. Beast said that, or someone, or maybe I saw like an article about it. But it's like, if one YouTuber that made a lot of money can make 100, I think it was 100 wells or maybe 500 wells, 100 wells of running clean water where they don't have to hike 5 miles every single day in order to get water that's barely even clean for their village. Like, if one YouTuber from America can do that, from North Carolina, there's no way that like the governments can't do something about it, whether it's the government of the actual place or a government that can help out that. Yeah. I just feel like there's too much corruption in this world where it's like the people that actually need help aren't getting it.
I think we could literally stop world hunger.
You might be right.
Like, literally, it's possible.
I heard,
it
like,
has
I,
to be
I
fucking
saw an article,
possible. You know so much fucking money there is?
I saw someone tweet about, or not tweet about, I saw some sort of news thing. I don't know if it was an article or a video or something like that, like 5 years ago, about how they can 3D print food now. It's
what
possible.
What does that mean?
It's possible to 3D print food. That's, I heard that.
Edible?
What?
Edible
food.
That's,
and then someone said, did we just solve? Let me just look it up so I'm not just spreading.
There's no way. So that doesn't even make sense.
I agree with you. But this was a lot. I was like in the scuff house. 3D print food.
Google the hottest topics in the world right now. And let's talk about those.
What is 3D printed food? How does it work? With 3D printed food, researchers, bioengineers, and food techs startups are dishing out the most delicious iterations of additive manufacturing. 3D printed food exists.
I can't imagine how bad it is for you.
Yeah,
3D printed
much
food.
Like how Lego blocks can be used to build structures of nearly any shape, 3D printing food allows manufacturers to have greater control over the final shape, nutrition, and taste characteristics of the product. So I'm guessing you just dump the product in and it just makes the food.
You just like throw pineapple chunks in. And it'll make
and it just makes like a steak.
Make whatever. I don't know if that's what it'd do. But it'd make a cool shape out of it. Out of the
pineapple. Maybe that's maybe I got clickbaited a little bit.
Well, maybe that'll help. But I swear there's probably a fucking answer here. I don't know what it is. And
I think
it's
we
fucking
can,
insane
I think,
the people that like Mr. Beast that do stuff like that receive the amount of backlash they get. It's just fucking embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
I stopped reading YouTube comments.
Bro, you know what the worst place on the internet is? Besides like shit that
besides TikTok comment section?
No, I don't think TikTok comment
section actually TikTok
that bad.
Comment section is actually just like funny.
It's not that bad. Yeah. TikTok comment it's sections actually, are it's mostly people just trying to get chase that like upvote from like being funny.
It's just wittiness.
Dude, Instagram comments are it's like a fucking plague.
Really?
Dude, it's the every it's like almost every post I see on Instagram besides like really wholesome shit like dogs being rescued or like
even
something.
Then you'll find you scroll far enough you'll find something.
Yeah, you'll find some shit but like it seems like dude especially this is gonna sound white knightish especially anything to do with women anything it could be a woman
pathetic,
it could be a woman
bro.
Trying to do literally anything and if you click the comments it's just her getting fucking blasted. I saw a YouTube video or a TikTok or an Instagram reel of like this woman or this lady who like just filmed her morning. She was like, this is what I do before I go to work. And she's a teacher. And she got up and she went to the gym at like 4:30 and lifted or whatever. And then she did like a lesson plan at like 5:30 and then went to school at 6:30 and class started at 7. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was like very well filmed. It was like pretty good, like almost ASMR like video. Dog, I clicked on the comments. You would have thought she murdered babies. You would have thought she was kicking puppies down the stairwell. The way that she got blasted. I'm actually going to find it.
Like, about what?
Because I commented and I was like, yo, what is wrong with you? Oh, it's this right here. As a teacher, 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., this is what I do. And it's just her. Dude. Look, just read the comments.
Who the hell wakes up at 4 in the morning, laugh my ass off, ridiculous behavior. God, I hate these self-obsessed videos. No one cares. Go away. Who are these fucking
look how many upvotes they have. It's like 10,000.
Yeah, and these guys have 3,000, 5,000 likes. Imagine setting up your camera to get back in bed and act like you're waking up for the first time. That is kind of, I do like when, I've been seeing like parody videos
of like
gym guys.
Influencers. Yeah, they're so good.
They'll set the camera up and then they'll run to their spot and then the music will come on, like the motivational, and then they'll start making the faces of doing, I do like those, but like these people are just like genuinely fucking angry. Imagine.
Dude, it's
let me look at her. Maybe people just hate her face. Let me see. Because there are some people you see post
I get you,
and
I get
something
you.
About the way they look. You're like,
faces.
I need them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's universal.
Their face is punchable, but I can't reach them, so I'll comment on their Instagram.
Yeah, you'll
post.
Just punch.
But no,
virtually.
She seems pretty innocent.
Yeah, she seems like a teacher that likes to work out.
It's fucking. Imagine just like trying to do something creative. Like
just
she's not. She doesn't wake up and scroll on TikTok. She doesn't. Sleep in because she's hungover.
Nope.
She doesn't.
And it's funny because
wake up and do drugs, get high, and watch something like.
Now she there's maybe every single day she doesn't wake up at 4:30 a.m., which I'm sure she doesn't. But she did that day.
Who makes their bed during the work week? What the fuck? Dude. This guy has a fucking family in his profile picture. I don't. You go to school with. Wait. The attention seeking outfit came out. Let me see what it is.
Yeah, what's the attention seeking outfit? Is that her gym
Maybe
clothes?
Maybe it was her gym clothes.
a sports bra, maybe. She's because she's like
what? Even that was like, a, I think a woman.
She's like obviously fit, so she obviously like works out. She might not work out at 4:30 every morning, but for that video, she set up her camera and she fucking did it, which is what Casey Neistat did every single day for 2 years, 3 years, and no one ever cooked his shit. Like if he released that video, no one would say anything. They'd be like,
this
"Casey's
is crazy.
Back, dude." I'm telling you. Like,
not sure who's sadder, you for filming this or me for watching.
Dude,
and it's not like I'm searching for these. I'm just scrolling
no,
one.
You're just scrolling
one
it's
by one.
Every top comment.
No wonder. No wonder why some people be depressed as fuck. You're putting waffles in the toaster, mixing creatine.
It's just, I don't know, man. I think people are just like.
Someone just comments, who asked? And it makes me want to, like, click on their, like, I might start, like, an organization of, like, but I don't know if it's gonna,
like
I think
hater.
I'm adding to it.
I'm adding
to the hate if
hater,
I do this.
Hater Inc.
Yeah, like,
Hater
I want to.
Incorporated.
Like, the hater fucking, I don't fucking know. But just make it to where we find comments like that. We click on their profile. We find their Facebooks. We find their family, mom, dad, kids.
Yep.
We bundle it up. We put it on a whiteboard. We space it. We get the whole breakdown of their family tree. We find out where they went to school, if they ever got in trouble, arrested. And we just figure all this shit out. And then we make a TikTok about them. That might be a good idea.
That's pretty good.
I bet people would actually love that.
It's pretty good. If you're guys wondering who's talking about this lady and how she doesn't make her bed every week, his name is Mark.
Called the hater of the day.
Hater of
today's hater of the day. Commented under.
Dude, that's a good ass idea.
So what we do here is we find innocent people who don't deserve hate comments, and then we find the people who make those hate comments, and then we figure out everything about them. And then we
start Mark.
Breaking it down. This is
he
Mark.
Lives in North Dakota. You're wondering why he's upset with this lady for working out? Maybe it's because he works at a shoe factory.
Then just break down. He got divorced last year.
Jesus.
And then just fucking, he's slightly overweight. He can't grow a beard right. And then just start,
we just start
calling
hating
out every,
on haters.
Dude, that would be the, it's, see, that's like what I, like Maniac, what are you, what's next? Are you going to bring back vlogs?
Or, Hater Inc. is next.
Yeah, it's something. It ain't going to be, are you vlogging again? Mr. G7X?
No.
Is there a camera store nearby?
I want to take pictures, though.
Is that what you would
buy
for?
Well, I'm thinking this year a lot of shit's going to happen for me. So, like, maybe I should take some pictures.
Guys, we got to take a break from the podcast to support those who support us. As you heard in the beginning, this podcast is brought to you by Texas Day Brazil. The holiday gift card promotion is happening now at TexasDayBrazil.com. For every $50 e-gift or physical card purchased online, you'll also receive a $10 bonus card. Or for every $100 gift card purchased online, you'll receive an additional $25 bonus card. Gift cards can be the perfect gift for family, friends, coworkers, plus you'll get to enjoy a bonus card for yourself. Offers valid now until December 31st at TexasDayBrazil.com. Go get you some schmeat. This podcast is also brought to you by the one, the only Corduroys. You've seen it. You've seen it here time and time again. We talk about them often, but Corduroys takes your gaming space to the next level with the Optic Gaming Beanbag by Corduroys. This exclusive beanbag is durable, long-lasting, versatile. Is it versatile or versatile? Easily converting from a chair to a bed. Making it perfect for when you need a quick nap during long gaming sessions. Like me, back in the day, I'd play for 72 hours. I didn't have a corduroy back then. But when I was playing 72 to 100 hours straight, cracked out of my mind, a corduroy beanbag would have been clutch. With Corduroy's never go flat design, you'll be chilling on clouds for years to come. Up your game with Optic Gaming Beanbag, available for sale now on corduroys.com. And don't forget, you can use ShopPay to split your purchase into easily manageable payment plan. Back to the podcast. You're so self, what's it called?
Obsessed.
You're so self-obsessed. That would be my comment under your first. You're like, hey guys, bought a G7X. I'm starting to take pictures. Just honestly a passion I'd never fully pursued, and I'm excited about it. And I just comment some fucking
oh, great,
shit.
Another white guy with a camera. That's what the world needs, another white guy with a camera. No one cares what your perspective is. That's what an Instagram comment would be.
Stop.
It's literally anything. I just sent that reel to Meathead. He probably came out and was like, what the fuck did you send me that for? But I wanted first perspective.
Oh.
What are we gonna do
No,
you keep going.
I was gonna say, so you're not vlogging?
No, I'm not vlogging. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
What because else is there to do?
I was thinking about like obviously I went on this like semi fake journey of like trying to make better videos for Hitch a Ride.
Yeah,
but then like, dude, I got so fucking busy this year.
Yeah,
so like,
did you like kind of give up on them?
I mean, no, I have two in the bank still, and like I'm almost, what is it, I'm 2 weeks away from not being vegan anymore, so that'll be
damn,
that'll
what's
be
your first
sick.
Meal back?
I mean, it's got to be something bland. I can't go like spicy chicken sandwich because I'll
really?
Shit my brains out.
Like, you actually think that, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm.
A year without meat?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm going to have to go, like, grilled chicken, like, a little bit of grilled chicken, then go from there. But eventually, I'm going to work my way up to that spicy spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, good. Yes. Bro, last night I had, spice, baby. I told you before the podcast, but this is, like, day four of me finally getting out of my bed. I'm working out. I've been running. I'm forcing myself to work out and run. But fucking nutrition, god damn, it's fucking hard.
It's crazy you won 10 racks mid-depression.
Yeah, that saved me.
That's what we fucking do, baby.
It fucking saved me. It was a bad one, too, and I don't really... And it's not like I was... I've went through those cycles, but it'll be in the summertime when I'm fucking... When I was drinking three or four times a week and getting fucking hammered, and, like, I was driving downtown just... Doing just whatever the fuck I wanted. Like, I'd have content on, like, Monday or Tuesday, and then, like, Wednesday would come, and I'd be like, well, I haven't streamed in a while. I'm not just going to, like, randomly stream today. It's like, fuck it. I'm just go party or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And so I would drink, be hungover, and then I would get in these depression swings. And it was like, then I understood it. I was like, I'm drinking too fucking much, too fucking often, like, I don't even like this shit. So I would end up in like some sort of depression cycle, but it like made sense. And I was like, I just need to not drink for a week, or I mean more than a week, but just wait out a week, try to get a few workouts in. I'll feel better in a week. And that's what would happen. But like this past like 6 weeks, I don't even know what it was. I had no desire to get out of bed. Like,
yeah.
I know people are tired of hearing this. Like me talk about this shit, but I like bringing it up because for one, I think it's like some sort of therapy for me. For two, I know others are the same, especially when I say things like I was not leaving my bed for like these past 6 weeks. Like I would come here, the only thing I would ever do is like come here and do content. And I think it was like, it's a lot worse than like, I come here and, like, I don't look completely fucking miserable. Like, I might say some funny things. I do the podcast, do the video, crack some jokes, go home. But then it's like, I get home and I go to my bed. I order some fatty fucking food. I hit my Delta 8 pen, which is, I don't even know. It's like, it doesn't get me high. It just makes me a fucking idiot. And I was just like living in bed for like 6 weeks. And I think it's like, I think it was worse than what people would imagine. And for me, it was just like, I was like taking it in while being depressed. I was like, damn, this is kind of bad this time. Like, I do not want to get out of bed. And I would tell myself, like, it'd be a Wednesday. And I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to do anything for these next few days. get it out of my system. But on Sunday, I'm going to eat like shit, just fucking be a complete loser. But then when Sunday comes, like, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to go for my run. Then it's like Saturday night and it's 2, 3 a.m. I'm like, fuck, I'm not falling asleep. Then I finally wake up Sunday. It's like 1 p.m. My stomach hurts because I ate like complete shit. And then I just like don't want the brain just completely, like, at night when you're all motivated watching these videos, and I wasn't motivated at all, but like I'd see these videos and I was like, all right, I need to get out of this fucking trap, this mindset trap that I'm in right now. Like, I know all I have to do is just like get up and go force myself. And within 4 days, like where I'm at right now, within 4 days, like I'll start to wake up and I'll start to be like, all right, what am I doing? Instead of just, before I would wake up, I would instantly like hit my pen, stick a fucking, a Nick pouch in my lip, and like just start my day of just being tired already. Where was I fucking going with this? I don't know. It was just fucking, I don't want to say, it wasn't hell. Like, I wasn't like crying and shit, but it was just fucking, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from, but like, I knew I would have to battle out of it. And I would say like, Sunday I'm going to start. And then Sunday would come and I'd wake up and like my mindset was just completely different. Like I would just be, it would be like, it's like, I just wasn't even the same brain. I'd be like, I don't fucking care. And so I like wouldn't go for that run. I promised myself, or like I would wake up and just genuinely not care. And I would just be depressed. And so I would just chalk everything. Then I'd have like content or something the next week, or have the Call of Duty matches we were in, do those, go to content. Then it'd be like Wednesday or Thursday again. Then it's just like the cycle would fucking repeat. But it was a pretty, it was a weird time. It was, I was fucking surprisingly depressed for what I felt like no reason. Because I felt like I had some pretty good stuff going for me. My streams were going well. Content's always fine. Me and my girl are in a good place. We're actually moving into a house.
Oh, shit, yeah. Really?
So it's like there was good things happening, but it's just like, I don't know what it is, but sometimes my brain just gets into these fucking modes where I genuinely just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like my mom called me one time, or my mom said, hey, it's your grandmother's birthday, give her a call. And I was like, all right, I'll call her later. Then like later comes, I hit my pin. I start getting anxious and I'm like, fuck, there's no way I'm going to call her right now. Then it's like the next day and it's just like, I'll go like 4 days without calling my grandma. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck is wrong with me? It's like, I just like get in this mode where I just don't care. Yeah. And it's such like a loser mindset, but like I'm aware of it and I'm fighting it, but I don't necessarily have the answers yet. The only answer I have is to just literally force yourself. I mopingly walked to the gym. I'm on day four now of like getting back on track. 4 days ago, I walked to the gym, just mopingly walked there. And then I was in there for probably like 2.5 hours, just fucking, not like going crazy, but just moping around. Just, I was like, all right, I haven't moved my body in a while. Let me do all these like hippy dippy sort of flame sword movements. Then I would just like hang from a bar, loosen up my shoulders, do some little things, stretch, do my like leg warm ups, and walk backwards on the treadmill. I'm in there for like 45 minutes before I even start my workout. But I was just like, I am doing absolutely nothing today, so let me just go in there and fucking dick around. Like, at least it just got to the point where I was just so bored, so depressed. I was like, I have to just do something. So I finally just like forced myself to do that, get a little run after, and I felt better. I was like, thank fucking God. Felt a little better. Felt a little momentum come back. I was like, all right, tomorrow I'll wake up, do the same thing. So yeah, now we're on day four. We're back on, we're on track to end the year in a decent way and then start hot in 2024. But yeah, I bought a house. Kind of crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
It's fucking insane. Like, and it's a pretty nice house, like a 4-bedroom. It's in Garland, which is like some random fucking, I don't even know. But Michelle's been looking for a while. It's like apartments and shit. Just like now that I own, I can literally do whatever I want with a house. Like, I can put an ice bath in the backyard. I can put, what's the, it's not grass. It's like, what's
turf?
Turf.
Yeah.
I can put turf back there. I can do what, literally paint a wall. Like, I can just do whatever I want. It's going to be like such a freeing feeling.
Yeah.
And like living downtown, you think, I thought moving here and living downtown, it was like, I'm going to be like I'm about to run the city. Like, I'm going to be out all the time. It's going to be like, you, it's that fantasy fucking shit. I'm going to be like fucking Jake and Logan Paul and the fucking other YouTubers in LA that do this shit. I'm going to be like FaZe Banks and like, I know everybody in every club. And it's like, you almost pathetically like fantasize about living it, doing that. But then it's like, you go out one night, you get super hungover, and then you're just like, dude, like, this is fucking,
what am I doing?
I surely can't do this sober. So if I have to get absolutely hammered just to like go meet people and hang out and stuff, it's like, dude, I can't do that. So I was like, I don't even really give a fuck about living in the city. So
now you have a house.
Now we have a house.
Fuck
it'll
yeah.
Be,
you,
I'm
going
to have a
moving?
Stream room. It's going to be so much better than fucking driving here to stream. Consistency is what I tell myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're stepping it up. And for everyone listening, we got how many days left? 16 days or something like that. 16 days left until 2024. Start now. I don't know when the fuck this is going to go up. Start now. Get some momentum going into 2024. And have the best year of your life.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Fuck yeah.
That's the fucking plan.
Dude, having a house, like, having a house is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
When I lived in Arizona, or when I moved, went to Arizona for a month, dude, it was the best. It was the best.
Yeah.
And I was low-key,
I'm surprised
like,
y'all didn't just, like, figure something out over here.
I mean, that's the goal eventually, is to have, I mean, we'll probably,
I mean, it is a fucking process. Michelle's doing it all, obviously, but like, it's a fucking process.
Yeah.
All the paperwork and do this and that and taxes and insurance and other shit.
All that shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think this is probably my last year in my apartment. But I also like liked being, I like being in my apartment because we moved every year for so long. And like, I really like my place. I don't think there's anything wrong with being in an apartment. And I have like the best one in the building. So I'm happy about that. But I think eventually, I think having a house, obviously one day everyone dreams about having a house, but.
You might have the best apartment in Frisco.
Probably. I really like my place.
You get like hooked up with the fucking deal?
The first year, yeah. First year,
they
did.
Come back and say, oh, yeah.
we're at the regular rate now. Yeah, we're at the regular rate now.
There's just no one was trying to pay that shit before.
Yeah, I got a pretty good deal the first year, but having a house eventually, because when I was in Arizona, it was just like, wake up and Arizona weather's so nice, I just leave the back door open and Mace would run in and out and I drink coffee on the back porch.
I can't wait, man.
That was so nice.
The dogs, like, I'm on the first floor.
You'll be able to close the door now.
We were wondering, like, should we try? Because neither of us have lived in, like, a high rise, like, right around here the city. I've lived in, wait, where the fuck was I? Yeah, I was just in. Yeah, she sort of lived in a high rise, but there technically it was a high rise. But like, she lived on like the fifth floor, and it was in like Deep Ellum, so she didn't really get the experience there either. But like, everyone always sort of dreams and has a fantasy about like living in a high rise in the city, having that view. And we were like, "Fuck, do we do that?" And then just wait another year, and like, that's, we were kind of set on that. Do we do that? Like, get some apartment up top, like have that view, set that vibe, like that'd be spend probably a lot of money, but like just do that for a year and get it out of our system. But then the more and more I thought about it and the more I've been pissed off just taking my dogs out, because we live on the first floor now, so it's like I just open my door and we're outside and we're at an apartment place. But there's just dog, even that, just like taking them out, and then there's dogs everywhere, and my dogs want to talk to their dogs, and this human wants to talk to me, and I want no parts of any of that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was another thing about living in an apartment, is all the dogs and people, and like I'd literally get anxiety just like fuck, I gotta take the dogs out. But I know someone's going to be there and their dog's going to try to talk to Milo, and then they'll talk to me. No, what is he? And then I, what's yours? And then we have this conversation. Is it fucked up? I just like don't want that anymore. It just gives me anxiety. I don't want, it's just the fakest conversation ever. Yeah. It's like, I already know what you're going to say. I already have my answer. It's, I don't know. I would literally just get anxious taking them out because I just know someone's going to fucking say something. So just getting out, I think getting out of like an apartment, I think that made me be like, okay, let's not live in an apartment. Let's either get like a townhouse with a little backyard or something, or a home. And she was, I don't know, we just randomly decided a really good offer came on a home. It's like a brand new neighborhood. And a really good offer was on that home. And it wasn't for any of like the homes around it. So we're like, fuck, this is like a really good deal. Like, we'll definitely like profit off of this. If anything, this is an investment too. Like, we're going to make money off of it. Because like the fucking housing is just insane. I mean, it's not a good time to buy a house, but like, it's not like it's going to go shoot down and we're going to like lose money. But I'm just so ready to
have a place.
We weren't going to do the high rise because imagine like going down the elevator 16 floors to take the dogs out four times a day. It's just so fucking annoying. So I'm just so ready. Have a house, leave the door open. Junior can go outside. Yes, Junior, remember him? The fucking legend. He's still kicking. He'll be able to. He's fucking, him and the dogs fight all the time, but he doesn't get the attention he deserves. And I think of the new house, like I'll let him in my stream room, or we're going to have a guest bed. Just go in there, play with June, leave the back door open. The dogs go in and out as they want. We don't have to stand out there with them. Just open the door. Hopefully Chewy shits. You know, go take a shower, get ready. Like, it's going to be so nice. I think I'm going to. This is fucking insane to say. I think I'm going to, like, build out some sort of, like, deck and, like, backyard space. To like, holy shit, I'm fucking old. I used to hear that as a kid. I'm working on a deck or building a deck.
Building a deck.
It's such like a, I would hear that as a kid and just be like, God, it's such like an old man thing. But yeah, there's just like a lot we can do. I want to sort of build out the backyard a little bit to just have like a chill area with like a little fire pit in the middle and a place with a ice bath I would like. But it's just going to be nice, man. I'm ready. It's going to be my first... Not my first big step, but it's my next big step in life. Have my own stream room. Won't have to drive here every time. More consistent streams, more longer streams. Sometimes I want to like stream at night just out of boredom. Like I think I'll get into like a way more consistent streaming schedule, but then also just like streaming more in general. Because like sometimes I'll just be bored and like... Michelle will just be working, so I might just like can walk in my stream room now, turn on my stream, fucking play something, or I don't know. It's just gonna be a lot better because like how I have it set up, it's like really if I want to play, I need to come here because like Michelle is working, I can't be fucking screaming and blah 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 blah. It's gonna be a nice change, and I'm ready for it.
I'm happy for you. That's fucking awesome.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Think we're at the time?
Probably.
Okay. Well, and today, first stream back. This is going to come out in a few days, I'm sure. But today, first stream back. I think I'm taking on I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start up my stream and just go from there. I'm thinking Warzone. Yeah. Have you been playing Warzone at all? You played anything at all?
We've been playing wagers.
You're a caster now.
We've been playing a lot of wagers.
You're just a Sundance D. Giovanni.
No.
No?
Actually, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm down for that comparison. It has been the craziest fucking month of my life.
Harder than it looks?
It's way harder than it looks.
That's not something I could...
Dealing with a bunch of idiots.
Divas?
The biggest divas.
Yeah. All right.
On the planet.
That's going to do it for the Flycast. Thank you all so much for watching. This is once again brought to you by Corduroys and Texas Day Brazil. Twitch.tv/BTHManiac. Check out the stream. I'm fucking back. The Return V48. We're going at it again. Matt Craig, Meathead, CJ. Play the outro music.